The Shadow, Chapter 2. The night is dark and the shadows dance over your walls. You feel the chills starting already. You had a feeling someone had been watching you for a while. You had no evidence of this fact, just something in your gut crying out to you. You feel the warmth between your thighs when you think about it. Maybe your thoughts are stirred by your want. You've been leaving your blinds open every night this week, begging me into your world. You didn't have to leave the window open, letting me hear your moans as you placed your hands on your breasts. The shades could have been pulled down as you drove your fingers in and out of your freshly shaven pussy. You could have even went into another room, not so accessible to me, as you pulled out your thick toy. You are wanting me to come and visit, and I will continue to oblige, for I am the shadow. I will only be seen if I want to be seen. I will only be heard if I want to be heard. It is time, however, to change my game a little. It is time to bring you into my world. I want to test your darkness and to see how far you are willing to go. But how can I achieve this feat without giving myself away too soon? I need to know you are totally willing. I need to know you will fully give yourself to my desires. I got it. I know your name. I know where you live. I will test you with a phone call and see just how much you know about my nightly visual hunt. I want to know if you are letting me into your world on purpose. For if you are, it is time to take our teasing game to the next level.
Hello?
Hello there, my secret princess.
Stop goofing off, John.
This isn't John.
Well then, who is it?
You can call me the Shadow.
The Shadow, huh? I'm going to be hanging up now. I don't have time for this.
I think you do, my sweet. Unless, of course, you are going to go back to your room to tease me some more.
I wanted to see if my statement would scare or intrigue her. There was a slight pause, and for a second I thought she might have hung up.
What do you know about my bedroom?
What do you want me to tell you? That you stay naked after your shower, wrapped only in a towel.
Cute. Everyone does that.
Fair enough. Would you like me to tell you that your bedspread is a deep shade of burgundy, with black triangle patterns all over it? Or maybe you would like me to tell you, when you are drying, you like to listen to the soulful sounds of Bob Seger. Very nice taste in music, by the way. To, let us say, explore yourself to.
Oh my God, I knew it!
My princess, your shows have been spectacular. Especially when you bring out your friend.
My friend?
Yes, you know the one I'm talking about. The soft, rubber, dark, purple pussy pleaser. And you, my lady, sure know how to use it.
I think I better go.
No, please don't. I really do need to know.
Need to know what?
I need to know that you wanted me there watching you pleasure yourself. I need to know that you were hoping that someone was looking over you while you rubbed your body in a way only you knew how to do.
Oh.
Does it turn you on to know that I've been watching?
Maybe.
No need to be coy anymore, my sweet.
Okay, it does turn me on. I have always had a fantasy of someone peeking through the window while I masturbate.
Oh, that's my girl. If you only knew how hard my cock gets watching your beautiful body, the rise and fall of your breasts when you breathe, your hard, dark nipples as they strain like they are calling for my mouth, and that sweet, sweet, wet cunt just glistening in the light, wanting me. Oh, so many loads I've deposited in your bushes.
Oh, my. Are you, hard right now?
Anytime I think of you, I am hard, princess. As a matter of fact, I have my cock in my hand right now, and I'm stroking it, listening to your heavenly voice.
Can you hold on for a quick second? I want to grab the cordless and go to my room.
Sure, I can hold.
What she didn't know was the shadow was right outside her bedroom window that very second. I watched as she came into the room with her cordless phone, and I almost came when she took her clothes off.
Okay, I'm back.
Yes, you are. And you look so lovely.
Are you watching me right now?
Of course, pet. I am the shadow. And I am always watching.
Prove it, then. What am I doing right now?
She was laying down on her bed, and she started lightly rubbing her pussy, her eyes closed and her head tilted back, waiting for me to prove if I was real.
Right now, you have your head tilted back, your mouth is slightly agape, and you have your hand over that sweet, precious pussy of yours, and you are lightly stroking it.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do now.
Just pretend I'm not even there. Maybe you are talking to a boyfriend, and you're horny. And you think, I might be outside watching. Nothing out of the ordinary, because you like to be watched. You want to be watched.
Yes, I wanted it so bad. You should feel how wet my pussy is right now. You should come in and taste it.
Not yet, my sweet. Soon, though. Very soon.
Oh, shit. I have 3 fingers inside. You are making me so hot. Are you stroking your cock while you are watching me?
That I am. I'm leaking all over my hand. You look so delicious on your bed.
God, I wish you would come in and take me. Oh, yes, my fingers are so deep.
When I do come in and take you, I will not let you know. I will creep into your room like I've creeped into your soul. I can tell you're getting close. Why don't you grab your friend and let me watch you fuck yourself deep?
She reached into her night table and obeyed my command. She turned her body more towards the window so I could see more of her magnificent cunt. Then she shoved the massive toy all the way into her cave.
Oh, baby, can you see me? Can you see how far that fake cock is in my pussy? Yes, it feels so good. I am thinking it is your cock.
Oh, yes. Fuck that sweet pussy. Ram that fake cock deep and hard. Oh, I'm stroking thinking it is me too, pet. I'm getting so close. Come for me, baby. Come all over that fake cock.
Oh, Shadow, fuck me. Fuck me hard, my Night Stalker. Take my soul. Take my cunt. Yes. Take me.
She started to shake as her orgasm grabbed a hold of her. I watched as the fountain of juice sprayed out of her hot cunt, soaking her hand and legs. The sight was too much for me to take. It was so hot, and I was jerking so fast. My cock erupted, and rope after rope sprayed against her outside wall.
Shadow, are you still there?
I am, my sweet.
So you want to come in for a drink?
Soon, my pet.